Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
We're going to do what's necessary to make sure that our troops are in the right, good position, they're protected, and that we have the ability to respond.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin tells ABC the U.S. is preparing for a significant escalation of attacks on American troops throughout the Middle East. Officials warn of a widening conflict as Israel trades fire with Hezbollah in southern Lebanon and prepares to invade Gaza. U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria are already seeing drone attacks, possibly from Iranian-backed militias. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the two carrier groups sent to the eastern Mediterranean are not meant to provoke, but to deter more violence.
This is not what we want, not what we're looking for. We don't want escalation.
Two American hostages taken by Hamas were released over the weekend. Blinken says 10 other Americans remain unaccounted for. House Republicans will try again to nominate a speaker, meeting in private today before a caucus vote Tuesday morning. At least 9 congressmen are seeking the job. Former Speaker Kevin McCarthy is backing Whip Tom Emmer, a very conservative Republican from Minnesota.
This is not a time to play games. This is embarrassing for the Republican Party. It's embarrassing for the nation. And we need to look at one another and solve the problem.
Lawmakers have less than a month to elect a speaker and pass a slew of spending bills to prevent a government shutdown. Taking over the House's traditional role, the Senate's already started working on the White House's supplemental $106 billion foreign aid package. A Colorado judge is letting a lawsuit to block former President Donald Trump from the ballot move forward. Amira Matar with Free Speech for People argues the post-Civil War 14th Amendment bars insurrectionists from office and applies to Trump.
In the same way that we in the Constitution forbid third-term presidents, so too does our Constitution forbid those who took an oath of office and later broke it.
Some battleground state election officials are also considering the issue, and similar lawsuits are pending in Michigan and Minnesota. Meanwhile, two of Trump's co-defendants in the sprawling Georgia election interference racketeering case have reached plea deals. Former Trump lawyers Sidney Powell and Kenneth Chesbro have now agreed to testify against him. And Oklahoma's Republican Attorney General Gettner Drummond is suing a state board of education for approving the nation's first religious public charter school. Drummond says that's prohibited under the separation of church and state and represents a threat to all public education funding there.
The likelihood of the Federal Department of Education discontinuing the funding of our public education in Oklahoma is high. It's a risk that I'm unwilling to take.
I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. Hey, how are you? Well, there are two different-